What eyewitness is described as an unimaginable thick smoke from the dump site, which could be sighted several kilometers away, caused a scare among residents, some of who scampered for safety. In an interview with Radio Nigeria, the special advisor to the governor on Cleaner Lagos Initiative, Mr. Debola Shabi, who hurried to the scene when the incident was reported around 4 p.m., said what actually happened was that some chemicals from the decomposing waste reacted with others to produce fire, which escalated because of the dry weather. Mr. Shabi assured residents that although a very thick smoke was produced, the effect on people's health was negligible. The SA to the governor, who for many years was general manager of the Lagos State Environmental Protection Agency, LASEPA, said a recommendation will be made for the provision of special water taps around large dump sites for timely action.
I'm recommending to the state government now that we're definitely going to have at every 100 meters diameter of that dump site, we're going to have what we call a borehole that will be oxygenized, and there is some chemicals in it. It's a bit like a sprinkler. If any fire comes up, that will bring it down or subdue it.
The wildfire led to heavy traffic, particularly on both sides of inward and outward lanes of the old toll gate, Ojota, as motorists tried to catch a glimpse of it. We were told that firefighters from the state fire service used no fewer than 4 trucks of water to quell the fire, which was fast to spread to other parts of the dump site where used tires and confiscated motorcycles were stored. An eyewitness shared her experience.
From the Ojota end of the dump site, bringing out thick smoke that has enveloped that area. Even before we got to Alasere, we've been seeing the smoke. Up to this long bridge now, going to Lagos Ibadan. So I don't know how people will sleep this evening.
According to another resident around the area, Mr. Gbenga Adeniyi, burning of refuse at the dump site has become a common thing, thereby threatening the health of people, especially those with respiratory ailments like asthma.
No, see, they only burn things there. And there's only smoke, but it now depends on the degree of smoke.
Even though the state government has repeatedly confirmed the closure of the Olusosun dump site, the site continues to harbor massive deposits of waste, which oozes out offensive odor and making life a hell to residents. In Lagos, Innocent Onoh for Radio Nigeria.